inside the doorway.
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Tuesday, November the 27th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Training Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. And as you just heard, the Bob Chapman special for this Tuesday contains two packages. The smaller package for $2,500 contains 10 quarter-ounce British sovereigns and 20 U.S. silver eagles. That's $2,500. And just so you know, when gold gets to $2,000 an ounce, this package will have a value of $6,768. The second package is just a little bigger. It is 20 British sovereigns and 40 silver eagles for $5,000. And if you want to do the math at $2,000 gold, that package would be worth $13,400 and some change. And as usual, we have limited packages, but don't let that stop you. Give us a call here at Republic Trading Group. And if you don't get me personally, just leave a message, and we'll get back to you. Well, today was another one of those days on Wall Street. Well, look, it's welcome to volatility. Up 200 one day, down 200 the next day. And today was a time for an up day. Dow closed up 215 points, 12,958. Couldn't let it break below that 12,500, so the Arabs came to the rescue, bailing out Citibank, the world's biggest bank. How much did it cost Citibank to borrow $7.5 billion? Well, they did borrow it. It cost them, if you do the math, around about $850 million. And besides paying this Abu Dhabi $850 million for $7.5 billion, they also get a big chunk of the action. Yes, they own a part of the world's biggest bank, and it's not going to be the only large financial institutions. Arab oil money finds its way to U.S. financial institutions. Can't sell them the ports, but we can sure sell them our financial houses. We'll take a break, be right back, have the metal prices.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to The Flip Side. That was from the album entitled Sunday by a band called Tree 63. Why did I play the whole song? Because it's my son-in-law, the father of my grandchild, soon to give me another one. Great song. You'll hear a lot more from the album called Sunday. Back to the unfortunate world of finance. NASDAQ closed up 39 points at 2,580. S&P 500 still way below its 1,500 mark, up 21 points to close at 1,428. Wall Street paid absolutely no attention to any of the bad news that's out there. As a matter of fact, it's a funny thing that happens on Wall Street now. Today's consumer confidence numbers came in way below where they were expected. They were expecting it to come in at 91, came in at 87. But this is how they spin it on Wall Street. Yes, it was a bad number, but it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. this is not good news for the retailers, by the way. Consumer confidence is going down the porcelain princess as everybody gets ready to spend at Christmas time. And besides the fact, we are now hearing that, well, Black Friday maybe wasn't as good as it was touted to be over the weekend, and nor was online sales. Add to that, Wells Fargo plans to write off $1.4 billion in loan losses thanks to the subprime. Freddie Mac is in so much trouble, it's got to start selling stocks to raise money. And the market completely discounted it. Why? Because Abu Dhabi bailed the world's biggest bank out of what is, without question, a serious financial crisis. Needless to say, it was an opportunity for them to sell gold and take advantage of it. These are just short little blips in the road, and the only reason why gold sold off today is because the dollar gained 48 basis points. U.S. dollar index closing above 75, end of the day at 75.34. Gold closed down $12.50 at $815.30. Silver off 35 cents at $14.56. Platinum off $24 at $1,448. Palladium off 2 at $354. Currently in Asian trading. Gold off 30 cents at $815 even. Silver up 5 cents at $14.56. Oil. Oh, yes, that's right. That was the other reason. Well, peace in Washington, D.C., the conference between Israel and Palestine. And so there is no more tensions in the Middle East. Therefore, they saw an opportunity to sell oil. Now, think about this. They were getting, well, oil sold off $3 a barrel. This is good. It's still $95 a barrel for oil. Gas is still going to cost you at the pump $3.50 and climbing, by the way. Don't expect to see any changes in the price you're going to pay at the gas pump, because it does exactly the opposite. Now, the amazing thing every day, because this dictates what Wall Street's going to do on any given day, and that is the collective wisdom of the brain trust. Who predict what the Federal Reserve is going to do on December the 11th. Now, this week we have a whole litany of Fed governors coming out giving speeches, and everybody's dissecting everything they say as to get a little inkling of what the Fed is going to do. Now, the market's already baked in a quarter point cut come December the 11th. I mean, this is foregone. Everybody's saying it's virtually certain. According to Market Watch, coming out of their last meeting at the end of October, Federal Reserve officials expressed to financial markets a profound wish to hold rates steady through the end of the year. This wish was made clear in the policy statement released after their meeting and backed up with tough direct talk over the past 2 weeks. The rhetoric continued today with two Fed Open Market Committee members expressing no desire to move rates from their current 4.5% level. But despite the line in the sand, Fed watchers are convinced there will be a quarter point cut at the next meeting on December the 11th. And the financial markets, based on Fed funds futures trading, is just as certain of the rate cut. So where is the disconnect, you may ask yourself? Well, Fed watchers say the central banks really didn't want to hold rates steady, but will have to move given the deterioration in the credit markets. Brian Sack, a former Fed economist and now Fed watcher, expects an easing in December. Initially, Sack said he took the Fed at its word that there wouldn't be a move. The tighter financial conditions will lead the Fed to have a weaker forecast for the next 6 months, and that'll be enough to support a rate cut, he said. Well, there you go. Now, this week we get a whole bunch of numbers as well. We get the revised GDP figures, which will be interesting to see. And then you have, obviously, all the prognosticators who will be coming out talking about where we're going to see growth in the United States next year. And you'd be hard-pressed to find any economist that would give any more than possibly on the outside a 2% growth rate for the entire year next year. Some even saying 1%, very few saying America will have a negative a growth rate in 2008. Well, 2008 is obviously an interesting year because it's an election year as well. And you have none of the current crop of political candidates who are talking about, obviously, the financial consequences that face us in 08. And there's good reason they don't want to talk about that, because it's not good news. Because the only solution to this next financial calamity, and we are just waiting, as even the most bullish of bulls out there is petrified about when the next shoe is going to drop, and they don't know what it's going to be. Could it be the credit card crisis? Could it be another crisis we don't know about? Could it be implosion on 401k plans? I mean, we still haven't even unraveled that whole ball of wax, because if you think for one moment that 401k plans in this country and retirement accounts and IRA accounts aren't riddled with all these collateralized debt obligations and these secure, structured investment vehicles, you're kidding yourself. And so when those little Waldos start popping up all over the place, we are going to be facing a pretty tough time for the current crop of candidates, who all they're talking about is stuff they can give you, like free this and free that and free the next thing. Not one of these single candidates are calling on Americans to make hard choices and sacrifices. You see, we're in this la-la land that we live in, that you can't tell people bad news. You've got to tell them, and you've got to con them that everything is fine, everything will be okay, vote for me, and you know, I'll set you free. And yet we are facing all these crises, because the solution to the problem is nobody wants to hear the solution to the problem. It's the reason why they don't want to hear the solution to the problem in solving the crisis in the Middle East. They don't want to hear it. And anybody who speaks out about it or tries to draw people's attention to the problems in the Middle East and why it has been a basket case for the last 60 years, take the Archbishop of Canterbury, for instance. He came out, made a statement about why there's no peace in the Middle East, and now they want to defrock him. They can't handle the truth. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The new album by 363, album's entitled Sunday, song's entitled There Is a Kingdom. Well, you can, if you want to buy the album, and I really recommend it highly. It's not often, well, I'm biased on this one, not often I listen to me album, That's so 70s. I couldn't find one song on the CD that I didn't like. You know, usually when you listen to a CD, there's always one or two songs you don't like. Every one of these songs is great. You can go to their website. It's tree63.com, and you can order it online or at your local CD store. Well, back to the unfortunate reality of the Federal Reserve and what they're going to do. You see, because Ben Bernanke came out earlier this month and said, well, we've got a new policy at the Fed. It's called transparency. We want to be more transparent with the public. We want to be more open in what we do and how we control the nation's finances. The problem is, with that statement by Ben Bernanke, besides being disingenuous, is the Fed works to protect the best interests of the banking system and Wall Street. The economy and the American public play a very, very, very distant second. So now they're giving us a song and a dance, all these Fed governors coming out giving these speeches, indicating that maybe there will not be a rate cut. Why are they doing this? Well, because if we look at all the other rate cuts that we've had, what is the first thing that happens when they cut rates? The dollar falls out of bed. So what they are trying to do is they're not trying to show their hand before December the 11th. And they will more than likely, as many of these pundits are saying, because they've already baked in a quarter point, they are more than likely going to lower it by half a point because everybody's in trouble. They've got to try, and they're trying to figure out how to lance this boil without getting too messy about it. Because something is going to happen. We got all these resets that are coming due next year. People are going to get horrible surprises with their mortgage payments. In some instances, those people who bought houses in 2005 and 2006, mortgage payments are going to double. And they can't afford this. This whole meltdown in the mortgage industry rough estimates, 500,000 people are now unemployed because of the debacle in the mortgage industry. Unemployment rates are going to start skyrocketing. This is going to be the Fed's last hurrah. This, what they do on December the 11th, is going to be done for a number of things. It's going to be done for Wall Street. It's going to be done for the best interests of the banking system, and the token, the gesture that they're going to throw out to you is it's going to offer some relief that people think they are getting by cutting rates with this whole subprime debacle, so as it doesn't get you too concerned about spending lavishly in the last 3 weeks of Christmas. I mean, we and I'll say this again, we will see the last week before Christmas, bargains are going to be galore. I'll almost bet the house on it that they are going to, your big box stores, Walmart, Target, they are going to be offering discounts probably in some instances below their cost. Just simply to move the product out of the stores. And as I've often said, I mean, the financial condition of these big box stores is so fragile at this point in time, a break even would be a win. And that doesn't portend well for 08 in any way, shape, or form. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The world to change. We've only got another just shy of 11 months to wait for the change. You know, the people that are getting really wiggy about the subprime debacle are local governors and mayors in various localities around the country. You see, because this is a ripple effect. And why are governors and mayors of cities concerned? Well, obviously, as foreclosures start to pile up, guess who's losing revenue? And ultimately, when cities and locales start losing revenue, what's the first thing they do? Yeah, just like Wall Street. Citibank's laying off 48,000 people. You can expect layoffs in local communities all across the country. And as a matter of fact, the mayors are actually meeting today in Detroit, and they are going over a report that has been given to them by a consulting firm called Global Insight. And it says, the wave of foreclosures that has rippled across the United States has really battered some of our largest financial institutions, created ghost towns of once vibrant neighborhoods, and it's not over yet. The biggest losses in economic activity are projected for some of the nation's largest metropolitan areas. New York is expected to lose $10.4 billion in economic activity in 2008, followed by Los Angeles at $8.3 billion, Dallas and Washington at $4 billion each, and Chicago at $3.9 billion. The report estimates U.S. gross domestic product growth in 2008 will be 1.9%, coming in at about $166 billion, or 1 percentage point lower as a result of the mortgage problems. GDP is the value of goods and services produced and is considered the best barometer of the country's economic fitness. The report also projects property values will decline by $1.2 trillion in 2008, due in part to the foreclosure crisis, with drops in home prices across the U.S. averaging 7%. And it said the loss of property sales and real estate transfer taxes will hurt local and state governments. So where are they going to get this money from? As I said, first of all, the easy one, layoffs. Then followed by cutbacks in services, and then increase in taxes. Now, obviously, we know where they're going to go with that one. They're going to raise the price of a packet of cigarettes to $20. You see, it's easy to raise taxes on smokers, because smokers have been vilified for so long. And people don't worry when you increase taxes on cigarettes, because these people shouldn't be smoking in the first place. Look at the health consequences. Well, you know, if you're gonna raise taxes to $20 on a pack of cigarettes, why don't you just ban them outright? Then we can buy them on the black market for $100 a pack and start a whole nother gang warfare type operation. You see, government is so stupid when it does things. It doesn't think of the ultimate consequences. And so they'll raise taxes on cigarettes, then they'll follow the other sin tax, which will be taxes on beer, which, by the way, beer prices are going up. Why are beer prices going up? Beer prices are going up because, well, price of hops has gone up. Why has hops gone up? Well, it's got something to do with corn to ethanol. You see, I mean, these people come up with these wonderful ideas. How are we going to become self-sufficient? Well, let's grow more corn. Well, ever since they started, that food crisis have exploded across the world, hurting, obviously, the most vulnerable people to begin with. It makes absolutely no logical sense. Why don't we just drill for oil in the United States? Well, we can't do that. Why? Because we've got environmentalists that stop us from drilling for oil. Well, then let's build a nuclear plant. It doesn't spew CO2 in the air. It's clean, efficient. France, 70% of its power comes from nuclear plants. Well, we can't have that. Why? Because Three Mile Island, we think what will happen if the thing explodes and everybody's going to die. I mean, nothing makes any logical sense. The United States could be self-sufficient in a heartbeat. You see, this is the thing that a lot of people don't understand. I mean, when politicians come out and demand sanctions on a country in order to spank it for bad behavior, sanctions do absolutely nothing. It's a coward's way out of doing things, but it gives politicians an out, like these stupid blue ribbon panels they put together whenever politicians don't have the cojones to say, for instance, shut down a military base. You see, because if he shuts down the military base, he's out of office next term. So what they do? Well, we put together a blue ribbon panel so he can come out at the next election and say, listen, I was really for keeping the base, but the blue ribbon panel had my hands tied. I had to listen to what they said. And so it's so frustrating. They come up with these things on a consistent basis. And unfortunately, guess who's ultimately going to pay the price for this? You are ultimately going to pay the price for this. Nobody is prepared to come out and say, well, should we cut back on some welfare program? Should we cut down the size of government? No, you can't do that. You see, because first of all, you can't fire anybody in the government because they all belong to unions. And it's against the law to fire anybody in the government. As a matter of fact, they have a policy within the government that if you have a job with the government and you screw up really badly, you actually get promotions. And if you're in charge of a major government department and you screw up really badly, you actually get the Medal of Freedom. And then you resign because you want to go spend more time with your family, which I guess Trent Lott is doing now. Trent Lott has decided to throw in the towel. Because there's a new rule that comes out next year that says senators can't lobby for 2 years after they leave office. So because Mr. Lott wants to make a lot of money lobbying for, I wonder who he'll be lobbying for. Yeah, didn't think of that. Most probably Saudi Arabia. Well, you never know. I mean, it's it's nuts. But anyway, as I was saying about these sanctions that they put on people are ridiculous. They're meaningless. Serves absolutely no purpose. And Rhodesia is a typical case in point. When the world was outraged by Ian Smith throwing the British out, they imposed sanctions. America stopped importing, and this is another little factor that most people don't realize. But the quality of chrome in America deteriorated severely after 1965. Why is that? Well, America used to import all its chromium into the United States from that little country called Rhodesia, which had the finest chromium in the world. But they imposed sanctions, so it was against the law to import chromium into the United States from Rhodesia. So where did America buy its chromium from that it needed to make nice bumpers on its muscle cars? Got it from Russia, which is an inferior type of chromium. What did Rhodesia do when the world hit sanctions on it? Guess what Rhodesians managed to do? They figured out how to become self-sufficient. There was only one thing that we couldn't produce ourselves, and that was oil. We had to sneak it through. But they shut down. We couldn't import English chocolate, for instance. Well, guess what happened? Rhodesia started building factories, producing chocolate bars. And not only were the chocolate bars great, they were better than the British. Cadbury's, I guess it was, we used to have. And that was for many things. And it is the reason that really upset the world, because as soon as they imposed all those sanctions, Rhodesia had a GDP per capita higher than that of the United States of America. How was that possible? Well, because we were employing more people, we were building more things, and we just simply became self-sufficient. If the world started imposing sanctions on the United States, it would force the United States to become self-sufficient. In other words, we'd be looking for various alternatives to the gasoline problem. And there's been solutions to the gasoline problem for a long time. Even if you take out the environmental arguments about why you can't drill in Anwar off the coast of California or off the coast of Florida, it's, as I said, I mean, it just makes no sense. You got the island of Hawaii grows sugarcane. You can make gasoline out of sugarcane. South Africa made sugar. They converted their sugarcane into gasoline when the world imposed sanctions on South Africa. Take case in point, South Africa, when the world jumped all over South Africa and imposed sanctions. We produced sugar cane, large amount of sugar cane in South Africa, converted that into fuel. We had large coal reserves. And an American company, believe it or not, came over and converted a few refinery plants over to making gasoline out of coal. I'm trying to think. I think it was called Fluor Corporation. They had this process where they could take coal and turn it into gasoline, and so it just is frustrating to see how easy the solutions are to big problems, but nobody wants to obviously have the ability to make any logical recommendations or suggestions. And ultimately, because of that, because we live in this world, what we are dealing with, everything we are dealing with, is part and parcel of this ideology that has developed over the last 20 years in America called political correctness. It is going to be, historians in 100 years from now will write about the demise of the United States, and base it on, obviously, this adoption of this philosophy called political correctness, and how by adhering to this principle, people lost their courage, lost their ability to speak out against injustices because they were afraid of being labeled and ostracized and called bad names and one thing and another. It will be, ultimately, and it is, the death of America, because now it's pretty much politically incorrect to do anything or say anything about anybody. I mean, I made a statement the other day. I couldn't believe some of the emails I got when I said that America wasn't ready to elect a black man. It's not that a black man couldn't become president. A well-qualified black man could easily become president. Barack Obama is not a qualified black man to become president. He has nothing in his resume that qualifies him to be president. He has no Jeffersonian, Madison-type visions for where he wants America to go. I mean, his claim to fame right now is that Oprah Winfrey supports him. And hopefully this will be the start of the demise of one Oprah Winfrey, for hopefully her political clout will be tested surely on this one. But it's just a simple fact of life. I'm not chastising him for being black. I'm just saying he's not qualified to be a president of the most powerful nation in the free world. I don't think Hillary is qualified to be president either. But that's neither here nor there. America seems to obviously have some sort of affection with wanting to elect a woman president, and I guess we'll have to go down that road at some point in time and deal with that one. and then on the Republican side, I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Rudy Giuliani leading the Republican nomination for president of the a man who wears women's clothes? That man is eminently not qualified to be president of the United States. Just for that very reason. Mitt Romney, well, that's a Mormon issue there. This is not saying my sister's a Mormon. But it's a problem for him. John McCain is done. He's over. He's finished. Mike Huckabee. Now, here's a true dispensationalist. And unfortunately, he more than likely, because of his affiliation with dispensationalism, will more than likely get the nod of the evangelicals, which is a good thing because it identifies the phoniness of evangelicals if they elect Mike Huckabee or elect to support him over Ron Paul. See, the problem that Ron Paul is going to have, I remember watching Christiane Amanpour interviewing Jimmy Carter a couple of weeks ago, and she had a series on called God's Warriors. Well, Jimmy Carter said, any American politician who votes against funding for Israel is done. Ron Paul is the only candidate that has voted against funding Israel. And so subsequently, he has obviously raised the hackles on the back of the necks of likes of the ADL and various other organizations. It's why the evangelicals don't like him, because they want to obviously support Israel, see Israel go to war with Iran, and hopefully see the destruction of the Temple Mount and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Crazy world we live in. Take a short break. Be right back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
final segment for this Tuesday. Some economic news to look forward to tomorrow. Well, we get durable goods orders for October. Existing home sales, that should be a laugh. And release of the Fed's beige book. So everybody can once again try and read between the lines to see what the Fed is thinking of doing on December the 11th. You know, put together the Citibank deal with Abu Dhabi, none other than Robert Rubin, former Secretary of the Treasury, and the man who started the gold wars. But it seems as though from current reports I scanned through the break, numerous long late-night phone calls, including a trip to the Arab Emirates by Robert Rubin, solidified the deal of $7.5 billion. And I'm sure Mr. Rubin is going to get a very big finder's fee for putting together that deal. Once again, a reminder on the Bob Chapman special for Tuesday. Two packages. The smaller package contains 10 British sovereigns, quarter ounce British sovereigns, and 20 U.S. silver eagles for $2,500 delivered. And double that up for the $5,000 package of 20 British sovereigns, 40 silver eagles, and your subscription to the International Forecaster. And if you already get the International Forecaster, you can either give the subscription away to someone else, or you can extend it for a year, whatever your feelings are towards that. And you can call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898, and we'll put that together for you. Now, bear in mind, this is Tuesday's special. Specials don't last past Tuesday. Wednesday is a whole different world. Currently checking what markets are doing in Asia. It seems as though oil is heading higher in Asian trading. Gold was it was up 10 cents. Now it's flat. Silver up a penny. That's a good sign. As I said, don't be shocked or surprised. Look, when you look at gold's run in 1980. Now, I'm not saying it's going to pan out again, but it's just worthwhile remembering this. Gold actually started its run in November of 1979. It didn't reach its peak until the middle of January. I wonder where gold prices are going to be in January. Probably well south of $1,000. Till tomorrow. See you back. With